Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, November 28th, 2012. Hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Pop on a Friday. And, well, who knows what's going to happen over the weekend here. Before I get into the news here, CNN, and they wonder why they're losing their ratings and their audience and their ad revenues, just ran a story on the beauty and artistry of pole dancing. This is not news, even if you like pole dancing. But that's how absurd the corporate media is getting here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room managing the warp drive, ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your comments and observations about what's going on. Today is, I guess, I presume, barring the unexpected, the day before Palestine. And Israel's apparently marked the occasion by test firing some of their new weapons because their last ones didn't really work all that well during this pillar of cloud exercise. But Israel has dropped its diplomatic effort to try and get nations to vote against Palestine. Palestine is going to pass this resolution by a very wide margin. It just takes a simple majority. This is a General Assembly vote. And nobody has a veto. It's rather amazing to see all these articles talking about the political machinations of Israel so they don't have to have the United States veto this measure. The United States cannot veto this measure. They only have a veto in the Security Council, and this is a General Assembly resolution. So Abbas is expected to win his vote tomorrow. And apparently, you know, we saw yesterday Great Britain was saying they were going to vote for Palestine, and then today they said they're going to abstain. So somebody's leash got yanked good and hard here. Now, what was going on behind the scenes, and this is now breaking out into the alternative media, but will never be mentioned on the corporate media, is that Great Britain went to Palestine and said, we will vote yes on the measure as long as you promise that you will go no further, that you will go back to talking with Israel about statehood, which is a pointless exercise. And most importantly, and remember yesterday I commented that the Palestinian Authority was a little reckless and premature talking about going to the International Criminal Court with Israel, because that's become a big problem. And so Great Britain was trying to blackmail the Palestinian Authority with the vote, saying you have got to promise that you will not try and charge any Israeli officials for war crimes in the International Criminal Court. Well, fortunately, the Palestinian Authority, or Palestine, has such a large majority of votes expected at the UN, they could basically tell Great Britain to go jump in the lake. And again, this is a litmus test for all of you out there listening to the show around the world as to whether your government is working for you or your government is working for Israel, if it's compromised the way the U.S. government is compromised. And the no votes are expected to include, obviously, the United States and Israel, Canada, Czech Republic. Australia is going to abstain, and that's created a big political problem down there in Australia. And, of course, Germany. Merkel's out there saying, we support Israel, we'll vote against Palestine. So Bibi's probably going to give her a big sloppy tongue kiss when this is all over for doing that. Now, down in Australia, Prime Minister Gillard is trying to mend fences with Israel. Apparently, Israel expected that she was going to be able to coerce the Australian legislature into voting no on this measure and conveying that instruction to their ambassador to the United Nations. And apparently faced rebellion even within her own party. And so everybody compromised on saying it's an abstention. And now Gillard is rushing up to Israel saying, really, I support you, honest. I'm sorry this didn't work out. But, you know, Julia Gillard is apparently the Australian version of Stephen Harper. Very, 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 very dedicated to Israel and what's going on with her own people and what they want apparently is not an issue. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Tonight. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Very appropriate piece of bump music to come into this segment with here. Down in the Australian media, even they are taking the position that Gillard was completely out of sync with reality in attempting to oppose this Palestinian measure at the United Nations. They're saying basically even an abstention marks a win for Palestinian aspirations. Julia Gillard has suffered politically with this grandstanding on behalf of a foreign nation. And the Australians are just as angry with seeing their government kowtow to Tel Aviv as anybody else. I mean, look at all the things going on in the world that are that need to be dealt with. And yet all these governments, they're all just, oh, we've got to be up at the UN. We've got to support Israel. We've got to... and really, it's just, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing and humiliating here. Now, most of the nations on Earth have already recognized that Palestine exists as a country. They recognize the state of Palestine. Pretty much everybody accepts that except the Israelis. Nobody knows where the lines on the map are going to be because Israel never draws lines. They put up fences and borders, and Israel's map is drawn in dry erase marker. It's been one of the problems for its entire history. It refuses to define its borders and live within them. But by giving Palestine a seat as an observer, What it means legally is that Palestine is no longer an occupied territory. It is an occupied nation. And a lot of new laws and opportunities and resources become available to it. So Gillard is, again, showing to the Australian people the extent of Israeli control of their government. We're seeing it on display all around the world with all these governments that are saying, we will not, well, we must support Israel, we must do this thing. But of course, if you point that out, you're a dirty, filthy anti-Semite, and you can expect hate phone calls and emails and all the rest of that stuff here. Now, Israel is still trying to find some way to bring political pressure for a last-second rewrite of the Palestinian UN resolution. They want to take out phrases like occupied Jerusalem, and they don't even want the phrase state of Palestine in there. I guess the idea is that when this resolution passes, they'll say, well, they just said Palestine can sit in the back of the room. It's not a recognition of a state. And they're trying to basically get that put through, and the U.S. is threatening the Palestinian Authority with cutting off all aid funds and so forth and so on. I would expect that if the U.S. were to carry through with that threat, you would immediately see other countries like Iran step in and say, we're going to, state to state, we're going to offer foreign aid to the state of Palestine. And the situation is going to accelerate. Now, the Palestine Liberation Organization has rejected the U.S. demand to prohibit war crimes charges against Israel. U.S. is over there saying, everybody, you can't put these people on trial. They're above the law and everything. And apparently the Palestinians are standing firm on that because they've got enough votes to get this resolution passed as it stands. They don't need to change it. They don't need Great Britain's vote. They know they're not going to get the U.S. vote. Apparently, a couple of the members of the Knesset, Aryeh Eldad and Michael Ben-Ari, are going to New York. They're going to burn the Palestinian flag. Oh, no, they're not going to New York. They're going to be in front of a local United Nations headquarters, and they're going to burn the Palestinian flag as a protest. Can you imagine the media furor if somebody burned the flag of Israel outside the United Nations tomorrow morning? And somebody might, just to give the media, say, oh, see, they hate Israel, they hate Israel. The president of Tunisia is going to visit Gaza. It's another symbol of international recognition of the state of Palestine. The Iraqi parliament speaker, Osama al-Najafi, I mispronounced that. The Iraqi parliament speaker arrived in the Gaza Strip on Monday, leading a delegation. This is more proof that the United States conquered provinces are not staying conquered. Remember what I pointed out before. All of these nations that have had regime change at the hands of the United States of America are waking up and realizing the U.S. can't come back in because the war was sold to the American people and to the world. We're bringing them democracy. We're freeing them from an evil tyrant. We're doing all these wonderful things. And here's your brand new government. And that brand new government is looking around and saying, for at least 2 years, we can pretty much do what we want to do. And so now we have a representative of the Iraqi parliament and a delegation down there in Gaza. So this is definitely an idea whose time has come. Now, more and more people are saying that it is time to recognize the state of Palestine. It is time to let them have their state. It is time to lift the blockade because Israel's security is best served when its neighbors in the Middle East know that it is no longer oppressing Palestinians, but living in peace and harmony with them. Tear down the walls, lift the blockade, engage in trade and commerce. That is the path to peace. But as long as Israel continues to dig in its heels with this attitude of we have a right to exist, but you do not, there is going to be war and bloodshed and discord. We're being dragged to the nuclear abyss by Israel, step by step. Now, more and more people are calling out President Obama on his hypocrisy, the statement he made back on the 18th about how no nation on earth would tolerate rock it's raining down on its citizens from outside its borders. This coming from the president that continues to rain down missiles and drones on Yemen, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and numerous other countries on a daily basis. And it reveals something about Obama, that he still thinks Americans are thinking the way the corporate media is trying to get them to think, or he's just completely out of touch. He's just saying what he needs to say to placate that audience right there at that moment. But he is absolutely right. No nation is going to tolerate weapons of war falling on their territory from outside the borders. And that has to include every single nation the U.S. has invaded or is invading or regime changing right now. Now, the backlash from Pillar of Cloud is continuing to spread. And before this whole Pillar of Cloud and pile up the dead bodies for Netanyahu to campaign on, it was pretty much a foregone conclusion he was going to win the Israeli elections. Now, all of a sudden, the poll numbers are going against him. And we may see the Kadima Party sweep into power in the next elections. Well, apparently not having learned anything from the disastrous political backlash of Pillar of Cloud and his ludicrous little drawn bomb in the United Nations, Netanyahu is trying to raise on a busted flush here. Apparently Israeli paratroopers crossed the border into Lebanon. They went across the barbed wires in the border village of Wazani, and they walked to within 10 to 15 meters north of the wire, just inside the border, approaching the Lebanese army, which is on full alert. Then they turned around and they left. Now, we all know what Israel was trying to do. They were hoping the Lebanese army would open fire on these soldiers 10 meters inside the border, so Israel could say, Lebanon is firing on our soldiers. Crank that war up again. Go after the Litani River. But I applaud the restraint of the Lebanese army that basically just looked at them until they basically turned around and went back across the border and back into Israel. But we have seen this pattern so many times. The last Lebanon war was started when Israeli soldiers in full military kit walked across the border into a village inside Lebanon, where they were, of course, promptly arrested. Then Israel screamed, Lebanon, Hezbollah is kidnapping our soldiers. And the war was on. This time the Lebanese army played it straight. They just stood there. They did absolutely nothing provocative. And finally the Israelis turned around and went back home. Apparently, there is also shelling going on into Lebanon from Syria's side. We don't know who's doing the shelling, but there's shelling going on. This is just, they're trying to get this war going any way that they can. Any way that they can. Apparently, down in Syria, Western-backed mercenary army are targeting Christians in the bombing. They detonated two car bombs in the Christian Druze headquarters in Damascus, killing a couple of dozen people. So that tells you whose side they're on there. Now, a little side note, General Electric is making a lot of money off of all of this stuff that's going on down in Gaza, because they supply the engines, the Israeli helicopters and the F-16s, presumably including the one that crashed, to basically go in and do all this devastation against Palestinians in Gaza. And you, of course, paid for it all. Remember all those gun grabber activists who are saying that gun makers should be sued for the crimes committed with the guns? Doesn't that apply to America? We give Israel these weapons with which they commit these war crimes. Makes sense to me. Makes a lot of sense to me. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Wouldn't you agree Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero. Maybe I can pray you know. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the mic when you really open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sincero. Really have the radio.
And welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Before we went to the break, we were talking about how General Electric and obviously a lot of other U.S. military contractors, they're making money off of this stuff. Anytime somebody is shooting somebody on planet Earth, they're making money. General Electric made all this money supplying engines for Israel's warplanes to go into Gaza and blow up a lot of people. You're all paying for it. And on that same topic, apparently the United States is going to buy Yemen a fleet of spy planes, spy drones. They're just going to spend your money on these drones and give them to Yemen. There are so many things that need doing in this country. We're basically, I mean, let's be honest, for all intents and purposes, we're on a wartime economy. Everything is spent on the war. Nothing left for the people. They won't admit we're in a world war, but we already know we are. The U.S. has invaded or regime changed 10 countries on two continents under U.S. military doctrine. This is a world war. We're just waiting for the big bang that everybody will say, oh, yes, it's a world war. Let's throw our children onto the bayonets of those gosh darned Iranians, or words thereof. Now, NATO chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen is trying to assure everybody that the command and control of the Patriot missiles being deployed along the Turkey-Syria border will be under NATO command. This is a non-statement. We know those missiles are not there to protect Turkey from a Syrian invasion. Syria's got enough problems of its own dealing with the hired mercenary army. They don't have the inclination or the resources to invade Turkey. Those missiles on the Turkish border are to create a de facto no-fly zone across the top one-third of Syria. So, of course, NATO is going to be monitoring the airspace and employing the Patriot missiles. Apparently, there was a huge protest in Germany in solidarity with Syria and its government. Basically, you know, get your hands off Syria. The world recognizes this is not a real popular uprising. It is a coup d'etat with military force. It's another invasion. Part of that project for the new American century. We're the only superpower left in the world. Let's, by golly, act like one. It's not my kids who have to fight and die in it. The U.S. is now planning to leave 10,000 troops in Afghanistan past 2014. Remember, we were all told, yes, we're sending your children to Afghanistan. We have to get that evil Taliban. But we'll bring them home by 2014. Remember when Obama was campaigning back in 2008 and he promised the American people the first thing he would do as president was bring our troops home and end the wars. Obviously, we're 4 years on, and now they're already talking about keeping it on past 2014. They're keeping the place garrisoned. Got to protect those opium poppies. Got to keep that heroin flowing into Russia and the United States. Russians are very angry about that, by the way. Meanwhile, the United States Senate, apparently unconcerned about how the United States is crumbling around them, are working on a new package of Iran sanctions. We're going to sanction them. We're going to hit them in the energy and shipping and metal sector. It's another provocation. They're going to keep on provoking Iran until Iran does something they can use to justify an attack. One of the aims of these new sanctions is to block Turkey from paying gold for oil and gas coming from Iran, actually mostly natural gas. And this is in line with what the real agenda of this world war is all about. Look, you sell your oil for dollars, only for dollars. You use our banking system so we get a piece of the action. Why do you think the United States invaded all those countries? So the soldiers could bring home cool souvenir skulls or something? Only dollars are allowed in oil deals. Get with the program. And this is a reminder, that is the real reason that your loved ones in uniform are risking life and limb across the globe to force the resource-rich areas of the world to trade only for dollars to prop up the failed U.S. economic system. Now, yesterday we were talking about this story that was in Associated Press, and it was picked up and distributed widely about how an unknown country had provided this graph simulating the energy release of a nuclear detonation, which had a caption on the bottom of it written in Farsi. And this was proof Iran is building a nuclear bomb. Well, the world is kind of smartening up to that, because I'm not the only person who was pointing out just how ridiculous this was. Business Insider was out there with a story saying best to ignore the AP's bogus graph on Iranian nuclear weapons. They're not getting traction with the lies. They've lied to us so many times and have been caught lying to us so many times. Nobody's buying any of this stuff anymore. They're just spinning their wheels. And this article is also, we can guess who this unnamed country is because they've been at the forefront of all this bogus evidence in Iraq. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So there's a lot of stuff going around the world. Apparently, a Saudi diplomat and his bodyguard were assassinated in the capital of Yemen. Apparently, gunmen opened fire on the diplomat's car, dressed as members of the security services. So we're starting to see a lot of work going on out there. Gee, I wonder who would do a thing like that. Now, turning to the world of economics and the gold rehypothecation scandal, we're now starting to see over in the Netherlands, Parliament is getting involved there. They want to know for a fact the Netherlands gold reserves are real, not just on paper, not just gold receivables or certificates. The Netherlands has 612 tons of gold. And a huge amount of it is in banks in the U.S., the Federal Reserve of New York, Canada, and Britain. And they're now saying, is it really sensible to keep the gold abroad? And they want to know how pure the gold actually is. And they're basically going down the same path as Germany's Bundesbank. We have a right to go in and make sure the gold we have on deposit with you is still there and is still really gold. Up in Canada, there's apparently a problem with a gold shortfall, gold that belongs to Canada that nobody can seem to lay their hands on. And once again, we're hearing more and more stories of gold bricks with tungsten cores showing up again and again and again. Now, speaking of gold and looking back to 9/11, one of the little aspects about that story a lot of people aren't aware of or don't think of, there was gold bullion being stored in the basement of the World Trade Towers. And after 9/11, the vaults were found empty with the doors open. $300 billion in gold bars. Now, obviously, nobody went in there to grab the bars after the airplanes hit. This was somebody who was in on this false flag attack, knew it was going to happen, said, hey, let's go on down and help ourselves to some of the gold. And the collapsing buildings, it'll be such a mess, they'll just assume the gold was destroyed, except that the area with the vaults was not. And that's another part of the story of 9/11 that needs to be looked at. They were going for the gold. We're going for the gold on 9/11. We're going to grab that one. Now, interestingly enough, the stock market is up right now. It opened down, and it was looking really gloomy for the day. And then U.S. House Speaker John Boehner came out and made a statement, optimism that Republicans will reach a deal with the White House to avoid year-end austerity measures. And the stock market bloomed up. Now, Senator Reid is saying they're not making any progress on this whole deal. And the reality is, unless they agree to stop the wars, stop the taxpayer-funded bailouts, and stop funding Israel, there is no agreement that can be reached that will not involve austerity on someone, most likely you. More Republicans are starting to break ranks and say, well, we're going to have to abandon the pledge against increasing taxes. They're going to solve the economic problem by raising taxes on you one more time. Apparently, inside the Beltway, they have this religious conviction that there is still a vast pool of untapped wealth out here in America. And they just have to order us to give it to them or just break it in somehow through some carbon tax or something like that, and all the problems will be solved. And it won't be. The nation has been strip mined of real wealth. There's nothing left out here. And the more they raise taxes, the more they're going to drive businesses out of this country or drive businesses out of business, which means lowered employment, which means tax revenues will go down. I don't understand why they don't realize that raising taxes decreases tax revenue in the long run. Anybody who knew that Boehner was going to make that statement ahead of time probably made a small killing on the market today. Senator Richard Durbin of Illinois is out there saying it's time to cut the social safety net. He wants trims to Medicare and other entitlements, Social Security, and here's a comment he made. Quote, we can't be so naive to believe that just taxing the rich will solve our problems, said Durbin. Put everything on the table, repeat, everything on the table, end quote. Okay, Senator Durbin, I got a couple of ideas. If everything's going to be on the table, one, trillions in bailouts to the banks to prop them up from the mortgage-backed security fraud. Why should we, the people, be paying for that? If everything's going to be on the table to avoid the fiscal cliff, let's put on the table the costly and ultimately unwinnable wars of conquest that have been started across the globe by the United States of America. And if everything is on the table, it is time to look at support for Israel, now totaling more than four times the entire cost of the Apollo Moon program. We never got a giant leap for mankind out of all of that money, and much of it is illegal under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act. So let's hold you to your word, Senator Durbin. If everything is on the table, let's look at the greatest cost to the nation, bailouts, war, and Israel. If you were to end all of that, Yes, some of the banks would collapse, but that's what banks are supposed to do when they have poor management or criminal management. Even the IMF is saying that Iceland had the right idea. If bankers are committing fraud and crime, you put them in jail. And the politicians who are aiding them, you kick them out. And then you write off all the debt on the people that was arrived at through fraud. And Iceland's economy is doing great. Why aren't we following that same plan to success, Senator? Of course, we know what the political reality is inside Washington, D.C. They're never going to touch the taxpayer bailouts to the financial services industry. They're never going to touch the defense budget. And they're never going to touch the money being sent to Israel. All of the adjustments to avoid the fiscal cliff are going to come from a combination of raising taxes and cutting spending on the people. That's austerity. Austerity has come to the United States of America. They don't want to call it that, but that's what it is. And by the way, little reminder, when you voluntarily choose to live with less so that you can pay down your credit card, get out of debt as best you can, which is a very wise and prudent thing to be doing, by the way. When you choose to do that, when you don't buy a new car and you're driving around in a 12-year-old Civic, that's austerity. When the government comes in and says, you must live on less so we can have more, that's not austerity. That's dictatorship. That's fascism. Now, I am starting to wonder if some of the people over at the Federal Reserve are reading my website and listening to my show, because we're getting word now that this quantitative easing infinity, $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities and $45 billion in long-term U.S. treasuries every single month, is creating internal feuds within the Federal Reserve itself. There's a growing body of people inside the Federal Reserve saying this is a disaster waiting to happen. Horrific consequences for this unlimited easing. They know there's no 11th marble. They know they work for a pyramid scheme. So they're starting to have arguments inside there as well. Now, getting on to one of the few banks and bankers that are coming under legal review. Remember, Obama's foreclosure settlement indemnified the actions of all of the companies that were caught with robo-signing and document mill forgeries and fake notaries and all that other stuff that was going on. But he couldn't stop the civil suits. And there's a huge civil suit, MBIA versus Bank of America Countrywide. And they finally were able to get a deposition from Bank of America's CEO, Brian Moynihan. They delayed. Finally, he had to go in and give a deposition. And apparently, the CEO of Bank of America has a really bad memory, because the only thing he seemed able to remember during the deposition was his name and his job title. And for pretty much everything else, it was right out of Nixon's struggle during Watergate. I don't recall. I have no recollection of this. So something really ugly happened there. And by the way, when you're talking about that quantitative easing infinity and their $40 billion of mortgage-backed securities, what they're doing is they're buying back those fraudulent bundles that are worthless. This is just junk paper. And they're buying it off the banks and giving them cash, newly created, in exchange for that. And they're basically dumping these worthless securities on the American people. That's what they're doing. That's what this is all about. Wall Street went on that bubble binge with mortgage-backed securities. They got into committing massive, massive fraud. They got caught. And instead of arresting the fraudsters and throwing them in prison, the U.S. government's official policy, set in 2008, was to transfer the losses to the American people in order to protect the reputation and trustworthiness of America's financial centers. And it didn't work, because pretty much around the world, everybody understands Wall Street is just a den of vipers. Now, over at the post office, their situation is getting worse. The U.S. Postmaster General is out there saying we're facing our own fiscal cliff. They're losing $16 billion a year. Sometimes they like to point fingers at the electronic media and everybody send messages by text messages and emails any longer. But they're talking about, you know, are they still going to have Saturday delivery? I could live without Saturday delivery. I don't know about you. But when your economy is so strained that even the post office is not going to make it, you know your country's in serious, serious trouble here. Back over at San Bernardino, which is in the middle of a bankruptcy, they're cutting $26 million from their budget, trying to stay afloat, and it's mostly, of course, city workers. The services that people actually pay taxes for are the first to go on the chopping block. They're being honest over there. They're calling it the austerity plan. They're being honest. Yes, we're in the middle of austerity now. We all have to make do with less so the bankers can have more. It's a pyramid scheme, people. It's been running for almost 100 years, and like every pyramid scheme in history, it is collapsing. And the bankers and the politicians, they want you to feel the pain. Their decisions are based entirely on limiting their losses, increasing their gains. They're not thinking about the general good. They don't care. They're money junkies. They're addicted. Having money junkies in charge of our nation's economy makes no more sense than having drug addicts in charge of our pharmacies. You're not going to get a good result. That's where we are right now. Now, America's biggest public pension fund is taking legal action against San Bernardino because, as we reported earlier in the week, San Bernardino has decided to halt payments to the pension fund. So now they're going to start suing. When you pile up all the money over one part of New York City or over Washington, D.C., and there's nothing left in the country itself to operate on, the economy is going to shut down. Raising taxes isn't going to fix it. The economy is out of balance. For an economy to work for everybody, there must be money flowing freely at all levels and into all sectors of the economy. That's a healthy, well-managed economy. If you want this economy to come back, if you want revenues to go up, you start cutting taxes so that businesses can hire more workers, and those workers will pay taxes. It's just common sense. Obama is out there trying to reassure small business owners that the current economic policy of the United States of America is not going to destroy them. I think it's going to be falling on deaf ears because small businesses, which used to be responsible for about two-thirds of all new job creation, small businesses are collapsing all across the country. Bloomberg had an article out earlier today. Forget about those numbers on Black Friday. Prior history has shown that whatever rush they get going on Black Friday is not a reliable predictor of total volume of holiday sales. It's a PR stunt. It's basically what it is. Get them into the stores and get the numbers up. Film distribution does exactly the same thing. They'll put out a movie into as many theaters as they can, and they'll advertise and get a whole bunch of people in there so they can say, the opening weekend, this movie made blah, 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 millions of dollars before word of mouth gets out to destroy it, which is what happened to Argo. Apparently, the electrical chain Comet is going to close another 125 stores. 5,000 staff are going to be let go just the week before Christmas. Somebody did a survey up in Wisconsin. One out of every five business leaders says they're going to have to lay off people in the next 6 months. going in the wrong direction here. The Bakers Union of Hostess Brands has asked the bankruptcy judge to appoint a trustee, a Chapter 11 trustee, to oversee the Hostess company, to make sure there's an orderly wind down and that money doesn't skedaddle and vanish, and that the creditors are and employees are paid as the law currently stipulates. There have been quite a few bankruptcies where certain people who are supposed to get paid never do, and so they want a trustee to oversee this thing. But it looks like the mediation has failed. The Bakers basically said, we can't live on any lower salary than we have right now. So now the whole thing's coming apart. We're going to take a break for some commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Working two jobs is never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her, walk on water. We've destroyed.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we have a caller on the line, Michael in North Carolina. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
It's funny you mentioned a Bloomberg article just last night. My wife, who's very pretty and extremely intelligent, emailed me an article while I was at work, and she said, don't open this while you're at work. And I kind of got too inquisitive, and I opened it, and it was an article with Bloomberg that just it blew my mind in its sheer simplicity. Barack Obama today met with the CEO of Goldman Sachs to get advice about the economy and jobs. I found that hilarious.
I do, too. I do, too. And, yeah, it just basically shows that Obama's agenda is taking care of the money, not the people. And that's a real bad character flaw in a president of the United States of America.
I got to tell you, it really infuriated me to the point of where I actually copied the article. And I went around to people at work and said, do you realize that these are the guys that took risky bets, failed, and then took your tax money? Do you understand that? And they're going to advise the president on the economy and jobs.
And, you know, most of the guys who wrecked Greece, you know, with that underhanded deal. Can you send me that Bloomberg article? I'd like to put that up at the website.
I will. It was actually on Google.
Okay, I'll try and hunt that down then. Okay.
It astonishes me that people are just like, you know, when you talk about a fascist state, I mean, man, I've seen fascist states, I've studied fascist states, and shit, I'm sorry, if we live in one.
Yeah, got to watch your language on this here radio.
All right, man, take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot there. All righty, let's see, another caller, Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, just following up what you were talking about earlier with the economy, I used to be of the mind that one day we're going to just hit a cliff and you're going to wake up one morning and the stock market's going to drop 5,000 points and it's going to be mass hysteria. But the more I look at things, I think that this is going to be more of a death of 1,000 cuts where...
I would agree.
You know, the Washington is pretty much getting to the point where they're saying, let them eat cake, and people are struggling day in and day out just to keep their head above water, and it's just a slow tightening of that noose around the neck. And one day, people will wake up and find, you know, I can't pay my bills, I can't feed my family, and
it's happened already. The slow motion collapse is definitely underway. We got to take a break for station identification. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We'll be right back.